Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House dealt with an extremely difficult but important issue this week in Harrisburg when you were in session, and that has to do with changing the statute of limitations for certain instances of child abuse, the prosecution of instances of child abuse, something that's been in the press a lot. What went on?
Well, this is a very important issue, and this week the House did take up Senate Bill 261. And this was really a historic bipartisan vote in that the legislation would eliminate the criminal statute of limitations for prosecutions of sexual abuse of minors and extend the civil statute of limitations for lawsuits related to the sexual abuse of minors until the victim reaches 50 years of age. The bill would also waive sovereign and governmental immunity, would remove caps on damages against governmental parties that are sued for sexual abuse of minors, and additionally would open a 2-year statute of limitations window for victims claiming abuse who are beyond the age of 50. So I think it's a very important piece of legislation. It's been in the news a great deal. We've been working on it for quite some time. Back in August, a grand jury report was released by the state attorney general that brought a lot of issues to light. So it's a huge issue, and now the bill will go back to the state Senate for concurrence.
There was also some legislation that was approved that will go a long way to helping out people who have severe food allergies that can sometimes even be fatal. And this would make it easier for a number of organizations to help these folks out. What's going on here?
Well, this is very important legislation also that we passed this week that would allow law enforcement and a variety of other organizations and businesses to carry epinephrine auto-injectors, known as EpiPens. House Bill 126 would permit a number of entities such as law enforcement, recreational camps, colleges, universities, daycare centers, sports leagues, amusement parks, restaurants, really places where people gather oftentimes to eat, and would allow them to stock a supply of EpiPens in the event that a patron comes in contact with something that they're allergic to and has an anaphylactic reaction, which oftentimes can be fatal. Under the bill, a designated employee must receive appropriate training on how to recognize signs and symptoms of severe allergic reactions, and then this EpiPen could be used to save someone's life. So I think this is a very important piece of legislation. I was certainly glad to support it, and now the bill will go back to the Senate for concurrence.
And you have a number of events coming up in your district, including one that's aimed at firearms owners and those who support the Second Amendment as kind of an informational program. What's going on here?
I'm looking forward to hosting another firearm safety and rights seminar. I'm co-hosting this with my colleague, Representative Clint Owlett from Tioga County. The event's going to be held on Thursday, October 4th at 6 p.m. at the Pennsylvania Lumber Museum. That's along Route 6 between Countersport and Gailton. Speakers for the event will include Potter County District Attorney Andy Watson and Potter County Sheriff Glenn Drake. These events have been very informative to discuss our state's concealed carry laws, the Castle Doctrine, and to be able to answer any questions regarding state gun laws that people might have. Space is limited for the event. You can register by calling my office in Countersport at 274-9769, or you can register online at repcauser.com.
You also have some outreach hours coming up for those who can't make it into your regular offices across the district. What do people need to know about this?
Well, also on October 4th, I'll be hosting outreach hours in both Emporium and Port Allegheny. I will be at the Emporium Borough Office from 9 to 10 a.m. and then at the Port Allegheny Borough Office from 11 to noon on Thursday, October 4th. It's an opportunity to reach out to folks and talk with them about state-related issues or concerns. So I would welcome anyone stopping by. If you're not able to, you can always stop by or call one of my district offices.
And last but not least, you have a special event coming up for seniors in your area.
I'm looking forward to hosting another Senior Citizen Expo on Friday, October 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rowlett Fire Hall at 12 River Street in Rowlett. These events are excellent opportunities for seniors and their families to gather information about programs that are available to help seniors. So I hope folks will come out to the Senior Expo.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.